Target this week announced it will be opening its first store in Vermont. Reactions to that news have been mixed. Some are lamenting the arrival of another big box store, whereas others are barely able to express their joy in words, instead relying on strings of celebratory emojis. VPR's Taylor Dobbs, a resident skeptic, and Emily Alphen Johnson, a Target enthusiast, took to the streets in Burlington to try and understand these mixed reactions.
Okay.
Yep.
Target shoppers.
Hey, do you have a second? We're with VPR and we're asking people what they think about the fact that there's going to be a Target down in the U Mall.
There is?
It's going to got announced
what?
This morning. Yeah. You seem shocked.
Oh, I thought that's not what Vermont was about. Well, okay. Well, there we go.
So are you disappointed?
Well, I'm shocked. Targets, like in other places, I enjoy going to Target. It's just not the image I have of Vermont.
That's Nikki White of Burlington.
When Target announced the store, they said they wanted to bring it to the University of Vermont area to serve the students there. So we went to see what they thought about it.
Yeah. Did you guys hear there's going to be a Target in the U Mall?
No, but that sounds like good news.
That's good.
Really? Where are you guys from?
New Jersey. Burlington, Vermont.
So. New York.
Okay. So have you missed Target since moving up here?
There was one time that I could have gone to Target, but there was none in Vermont, so I couldn't go.
Where did you get what you were looking for?
Amazon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Target's a pretty cool place. I don't go that often, though, but I would probably order stuff online.
Yeah.
I've never been to Target because I live here, so I'm missing out.
So that was Rachel Stone of South Burlington, Rachel Loescher of New Jersey, and Lexi Orlando from New York.
This is...
I truly think that the people who are jazzed about this are the people who have had a Target and now do not have a Target. This is a Flatlander thing. I've now decided.
Okay, well, there. I mean, that's how. Let's dig in.
We also talked to Wendy Finn, and she grew up in New York.
We complain about it all the time, how there's no Target here.
And Liam Milnes also grew up in New York, and he takes it one step further.
Yeah, I like Targets better than Walmarts.
Not having a Target, would you like go to a Walmart or are you just like... Oh,
yeah, I'd go to a Walmart, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, but it'd always be my second choice of a Target, though.
So all this brought us back to this idea of big box store versus supporting local business.
And not everybody was just one or the other, like Dorothy Kinney Landis from Southern Vermont.
I go to Target every now and then. It's like definitely one of those convenience stores that has a lot. In general, I try not to go to big box stores. For various ethical reasons.
Yeah, I guess I just don't get why Target is special. Or, I mean, I guess is it special or do you just get really psyched about stores opening?
I generally don't get psyched about stores opening, no.
Okay.
That's not really my MO. I think there are two pieces to it. One is branding and one is convenience.
We're all about providing convenience, ease, and inspiration through the shopping experience and the merchandise we provide.
I called Target Communications Lead Christy Welker.
And what really makes us stand out is those exclusive and what we call owned brand products that are designed by our Target designers.
I can buy a shirt in 4 or 5 different places in the greater Chittenden County area, and I'm golden. But I cannot buy the shirt that just came out through their New Day collection that I drove to New Hampshire to buy.
Everybody we found who was excited about Target moved to Vermont like within the last 5 years.
It's a Flatlander thing. I am 100% confident now that there is something to be said about Flatlanders and Target.
If there's a Vermonter listening to this that's like just psyched about Target, more excited than you are.
I don't know if that's possible.
Me either. But just say hypothetically that Vermonter exists. Are you saying that they are somehow Flatlanders? Because they might take offense.
There are exceptions to every rule, but there seems to be a commonality that either you are exposed to the brand identity of Target directly through living or going to college in a place that had a Target easily accessible and it provided a convenience or therapeutic part of your consumer existence, or you've been exposed to the Target brand online. And that's a piece of this puzzle that might explain some Vermonters who hold Target in very high regard but have never lived in close proximity to one.
I guess we'll see how this is received. I'm still not convinced that it is substantially different from Walmart.
I think a year from now, we're going to take you into Target.
All right. So October 2018, I'll go to Target and I guess I'll see what the big deal is.
For VPR News, I'm Emily Alphen Johnson.
and I'm Taylor Dobbs.